This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Rachel Martin. Florida holds its primary the day after tomorrow. If Mitt Romney wins, it could be a decisive victory for the former Massachusetts governor's bid for the nomination. But if Newt Gingrich comes out on top, there will likely be a long battle ahead. Both men have a lot at stake in Tuesday's vote, which explains all the strong attacks they hurled at one another on the campaign trail and in TV spots across Florida yesterday. NPR national political correspondent Don Gagne reports from Orlando.
Month after month, Mitt Romney has campaigned with his eye fixed on one target, President Obama. But then came last weekend's loss to Newt Gingrich in South Carolina. It brought with it a new approach by Romney. He's going directly after Gingrich. This is from yesterday in Panama City.
Some of us remember, the contract with America, that was a good thing. We took over the House, that was great news. What happened 4 years later? Well, he was fined for ethics violations. He ultimately had to resign in disgrace.
At that same event, Romney had help from 2008 GOP nominee Senator John McCain. He went after Gingrich for attacking Romney's record at Bain Capital.
I do not understand, do you, why anyone would attack a person who's successful in business in the free enterprise system. That is a sign of desperation.
But such attacks were matched line for line by Gingrich. This is how he started his day in Port St. Lucie on Saturday.
All I'll say about Governor Romney is, while he was governor, he raised taxes, he imposed RomneyCare. The state of Massachusetts was third from the bottom in job creation. Not a particularly strong base to debate jobs with Obama.
Actually, that was far from about all Gingrich had to say about his opponent. Take this from a session with reporters right after that speech.
Now, there's no practical way in a civil debate to deal with somebody who is that willing to say something that's just totally dishonest.
Florida is the biggest state so far to hold a 2012 presidential vote. It has many big cities and media markets, so the campaigns can't do it all with stump speeches and town halls. TV ads are mandatory to reach all the voters. And this weekend, sharply worded messages airing on local Florida TV stations contained even sharper versions of what was heard on the stump. First from Gingrich, this ad opens with a clip from the unsuccessful 2008 presidential campaign of former Arkansas Governor Mike Huckabee. Romney was one of those Huckabee was running against 4 years ago.
If a man's dishonest to obtain a job, he'll be dishonest on the job.
What kind of man would mislead, distort, and deceive just to win an election? This man would. Mitt Romney.
Then there's this Romney campaign ad airing this weekend. It features the image and voice of former NBC News anchorman Tom Brokaw reading a story about Newt Gingrich on the nightly news in 1997.
Good evening. Newt Gingrich, who came to power, after all, preaching a higher standard in American politics, a man who brought down another speaker on ethics accusations. Tonight, he has on his own record the judgment of his peers, Democrat and Republican alike, by an overwhelming vote. They found him guilty of ethics violations.
For the record, NBC News asked the Romney campaign to take down the ad featuring Brokaw, while Huckabee asked the Gingrich campaign to pull the ad with the archival footage of him. Other than in debates, Gingrich and Romney have not had face-to-face encounters on the trail. But yesterday in Florida, two of their surrogates did clash in person. This was in the back of the crowd after a Gingrich event. A Romney supporter, Florida Congressman Connie Mack, showed up to talk to reporters. He was confronted by Gingrich campaign spokesperson R.C. Hammond.
I'm just asking you. You came over
so
here.
Peddling but I don't, would be what?
No, peddling is what Newt did when he was paid $1.6 million. He hasn't answered the question. Why was he hired by the lead lobbyist? You should answer that question. It might help the campaign.
In that moment, the race for the Republican presidential nomination resembled a food fight more than anything else. Don Gagne, NPR News, Orlando.